I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Arthropod V. Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate.
I'm sorry, I'm still mulling over what you just said.
We've talked about insect collecting in the past, and this sure seems like the perfect time of year to be engaged in that activity.
Actually, you can collect insects all year round. What you're going to be finding in late winter won't be around in the spring, and whatever you find in the spring won't be around in the summer, and so on. So the trick is to collect in different places at different times of the year throughout the year to get the greatest diversity of insects. And a lot of times the adults are only going to be active at certain times of the year, but you might find their immature stages active earlier in the season.
And you collect those immature stages as well?
I don't. A lot of my colleagues don't collect immature insects as much as they should. There are some that specialize in them, and I'm always interested in photographing them when I can, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of connecting the immature stages with the adults. It's estimated that for many groups of insects, only 5 or 10% of the immature stages have ever been described. We know the life cycles of insects that we consider to be economically important as pests or vectors of disease, but the vast majority of insects, just because we have given them a scientific name or their catalog somewhere, doesn't mean we know anything about their life cycles.
I know some people collect butterflies, some collect moths. I think that if I were to make a collection, I'd like for them to be beetles. They're very impressive to see in a display case.
Well, and they're a lot easier to mount than a butterfly, too. You got to fuss around with their wings, and that's work. Yeah, give me a hard-bodied beetle any day that you can just tuck in its legs and move on to the next one.
What would you be looking for in Richmond to get a basic beetle collection?
If you're collecting any group of insects, the trick is diversity of habitat. Look in as many places as possible, day and night, throughout the year. And that's where you're going to build up your diversity of specimens. With beetles, one great way to collect them is certainly to put up a light at night. Ultraviolet light probably works best. A good street light, the bluish mercury vapor lights, not the yellow lights that are designed not to attract insects. Fluorescent lighting on storefronts on a hot, sticky night are very attractive to all kinds of insects, especially in the areas that are not far from woods.
Oh, so just stop by some convenience store and collect your bugs.
Yeah, you can also broaden your social circle that way, too, because everybody's going to want to know, what are you doing? You know, most people will treat you like the plague and won't say anything to you and won't let you see them looking at you. But others will be very curious, and you'll hear all kinds of stories about how they used to collect insects when they were a kid, or they had an entomology class in college, or they're a teacher that has little dead bodies in boxes and wants to know how to preserve them better so they can present them to their students. You run into all kinds of people. But yeah, these convenience stores that are surrounded by woods but have really bright lights can be just gangbusters on a really hot, sticky night in mid-late June.
What are you doing tonight?
I beg your pardon?
Maybe I could meet you at the Waffle House.
Funny boy.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.